Welcome back. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560, the Health and Wellness Edition, and we do every Wednesday for an hour. Dr. Brian is Huber. Am I saying that right, Dr. Brian?
Yes. Hi. How are you today?
Perfect. I actually had a person at one time work for me with the last name, so I figured I'd get that one right for a change. I usually butcher them up, but I got that one right today. I'm thankful, actually.
Great. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Okay. First off, advanced performance technology. And for those of you listening, we'll put this on the website later tonight, but the website is APTT3X.com. Is that correct, Dr. Brian?
That is. Yes, sir. That is correct.
All right. So talk to us about the, to me, it looks like a fabulous thing that you guys have going on here in a way where we can protect ourselves from actually getting sick. And I got lots of questions, but we'll get started. First of all, explain what it is.
Okay, here's the high-level overview. This is a unique formulation that has antiviral capabilities. It is currently registered and approved as a first-aid antibiotic ointment, okay, which is that's a big step right there, antibiotic to antiviral. But the formulation, the APT, the Advanced Performance Technology, is a formulation that has empowered this product and lab test as well as the clinical trial. And we have probably almost 4,000 people that have used this for 20 months to protect themselves. Highly effective. It's a barrier. You use it in the nose.
Okay.
You swab your nose. And this is a barrier to the viral load of exposure. The key point there is it's not a treatment. It's not a cure.
So we put this in after we're sick. We're going to do this to keep from getting sick.
Yes, my children use it before they go to school.
Okay.
I use it when I fly. I use it when I go anywhere, church to dinner.
Okay.
It is very safe. Let me just first do no harm, right? No reported side effects in over 8 years of use of this formulation and over 2 years of use of it intranasal. And what it does, it just decreases the number of viral particles that potentially attach and get into your body. The data on the website has all the science. We've hidden nothing. All of it's there. But what we know, and I'm sure you've talked about, it's all about the nose.
Right.
It's all about the nose.
Yes.
And so by swabbing the nose once a day, the clinical trial that was done in Brazil showed we were equally efficacious to vaccines in preventing illness.
Mm.
And that's once a day. Now, our healthcare workers and doctors that are using it will use it twice a day if their shift extends past 8 to 10 hours, you
okay.
know, just as a protection.
Sure.
So, yeah, it's a very effective product. I feel horrible to see the suffering and the calamity at hospitals and individuals. And very truthfully, John, I mean, not to take this to the wrong angle, but we haven't been able to get the message out.
No,
because
I think you're right.
Facebook,
yeah.
Instagram, Google ads.
They won't let you.
Completely block our message.
Yeah, they're not going to let you. And we talk about that on a regular basis, Dr. Brian, and I'm glad you're here with us. And I had somebody else actually text me early and said, hey, here's some information. Glad we have radio. Glad we can get some of this information out, because otherwise there's no way some of these things would ever get out to the general populace. And Dr. Brian, the other thing too, and first of all, I want to talk more about this product you guys have. I think it's awesome. I'm a big believer in anything we can do preventively to keep from getting sick. And I'll add one more thing to that. I would love to know the stats, and I'm not sure we ever will, but I'd love to know the stats, Dr. Brian, of those that are getting sick with COVID or, frankly, any other types of viral infections as well. How many of them are mouth breathers versus nose breathers? And I think you know where I'm going with that, because there's a lot of folks that don't breathe out of their nose, even though that's what it was designed for.
Yeah, you know, that's a good question. I don't have that answer for you, but that's a good question. I've heard that discussion before about learning to be a nose breather. And, you know, the nose is there for a reason. It's the vacuum cleaner. It's the microbiome, the bugs in the nose. It's unbelievable.
The reason we have hair inside of our nose is it's basically a natural filter, if you would.
Right, right. And, you know, the other key component of the nose is, you know, a little more scientific, but it's important, is there is a clearance mechanism in the nose called mucociliary clearance, and it's kind of a gross term. But what it does is that everything moves backwards, right? Everything naturally moves to the back of your nose.
Okay.
And so when viruses like COVID, you know, one of the first symptoms is loss of smell.
Right.
Because the olfactory cells, the back of the nose, the virus replicates extremely fast. It attaches extremely fast. It's all about the nose. And then it goes into the bloodstream and goes everywhere else, too. So if you can decrease the constant barrage of viruses in your nose, this does it. Now, another key point, John, I want to make before we get more discussion.
Sure.
We don't care about variants. The way this kills the virus or neutralizes the virus is immediate. The variants, the spike proteins mean nothing to the efficacy of this product.
Okay.
And that influenza, we proved a broad spectrum, but with the world of COVID and the variants, and now with gamma and lambda coming, listen, viruses don't get dumber, they get smarter. Every mutation is going to be wiser than the current vaccines. And the vaccines, I'm not an anti-vaxxer. My personal belief, I've been vaccinated, but I can guarantee you the vaccines will help in many bad cases. But now with these variants and how smart the virus is becoming, we need something that can take it out before it has a chance to enter.
Agree. And I read today, in fact, may talk about it a little bit later in the program, where the Delta variant, they're finding out now that even the vaccines we have now, and even certain vaccines, do better with the Delta than the others do. And we're learning more and more along these lines. And to your point, nothing is foolproof. And the one thing, too, that has bothered me, I've talked about this many times on the show, Dr. Brian, is the fact that we don't talk enough about some of the great treatments that are available. And in your case, I guess you could call it pre-treatment, or you know, the ability to just stay them off. In other words, stay healthy, do whatever you can preventatively. I'm also a big one, Dr. Brian, on, you know, rinsing my nose and my sinuses out on a nightly basis. I do it every night before I go to bed. I've been doing that now for a number of years. And do I think that helps me from getting ill? I think it does, yes.
No, you're right. That's a step that a lot of people don't take. And I could say that with what we're dealing with Delta and these other variants coming along, you know, it's just going to be a constant battle. And if you can do something on a daily basis, even following up with that, this type of product, it adds that barrier, that extra barrier of protection. And it's just so safe and it's so effective. It also affects, you know, influenza viruses, rhinoviruses. Mm-hmm. It's broad spectrum, right? We're talking about COVID, but there's no end to the next viruses that are coming around.
Yeah, and thank you for saying that. I mean, I think, and I've said this numerous times, I think people maybe get the wrong impression of me. I give the stats out, which right before you came on, I give out the stats to at least put some realism into what's going on and to drop some of the fear, I think, that's out there, because I think everybody out there thinks they're going to walk out and tomorrow have, you know, COVID and then die the next day. And the reality, Dr. Huber, is the stats don't even show that anyways. But on top of that, I don't think that we give it, back to what we were talking about a moment ago, I don't think we give enough credence to some of the things we can do on the front side to actually, you know, eliminate all of the different things that are out there. To your point, this isn't going to be the only thing that comes along. In fact, there's already lots of things that are out there. And frankly, I've been saying this for the past 18-plus months, Dr. Brian, I don't even want to get a cold. I hate being sick in general. And with what I do in my line of work, it really does, you know, it makes a huge stumbling block for me personally. So I do everything I possibly can to not get sick, period.
Yeah, no, you're very correct. And let me add one piece of what we hear in the world today, particularly because of the concern with our children and young kids and the way that the people spread Delta, it's so transmissible. You know, one to three with the old COVID was how it spread globally. Delta is one person can spread it to eight.
Right.
And so it's very quickly. Well, using this barrier not only protects you, it decreases the volume of spread of active virus. So if you protect yourself, you won't become one of those healthy spreaders, because everybody spreads it, and you don't know if they're sick or not, and they don't know that they're sick for another 10 days.
One of the things I'm sure people are going to be asking, because I am myself just thinking out loud, does this have any effect upon your smell currently? So in other words, you put this in the mornings, does it affect smell? Does it smell? Does it have any kind of sensation when you apply it? Talk about that side of it, if you would.
Yeah, so you do smell it a little bit. I would say it's not objectionable, and once it's applied, I have had no reported side effects of any difference in quality of the individual smell and taste or anything like that.
Okay.
So it's been very, very effective. I think the most challenge for people is using the Q-tip to swab their nose. And on the website, there's a very good video on application, because the anatomy of the nose is part of the discussion that we have when applying it. And so I would always encourage everybody to look at that very quickly.
Okay.
But, like I said, it's frustrating in one aspect to know that we have something that would really help a lot of people. and decrease the spread of any of these variants in any virus, but in particularly the battle we're in right now. And, you know, and gives, it's another tool. It's another tool in and choice. I would say that's the key, right? It's a choice for your own health and your own options. It's available on the website. It's an over-the-counter formulation. And it's something that I think a lot of people should consider.
Okay, given the fact that it's also, you know, basically an antibiotic cream, mm-hmm. what other benefits are there in using it besides protecting yourself from getting COVID?
Well, you know, that's a whole other discussion I'd like happy to have with you. This is a very interesting formulation, John. We have empowered an antibiotic that's been around for a long time, but it is registered as a first aid antibiotic ointment. It's okay. Hugely impactful on burns and any kind of infection. It carries a lot more use cases than just the world we're talking about.
That's just really where I was heading with that is I can see just from I'm looking at the bottle right now, reading the outside of it, thinking, yeah. Gosh, this has got to have a lot more uses than just what we're talking about.
John, it's crazy. I'm a medical guy. It took me 6 months to wrap my head around to believe what this stuff does. And the reason we jumped into the COVID world was because back in April 2020, every pharmaceutical was throwing anything against the wall they could throw, taking stuff out of the closet and evaluating it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we knew when I acquired this IP, there was antiviral capabilities, but we would have never gone down that path. Once we did, because of the world of COVID and the impact on human health and life and suffering and, you know, all the crazy stuff that come out of it, we found that we have a highly effective and highly safe tool for people to help themselves.
Okay.
And it's easily accessible. And this whole barrier to viral load is the key.
Right.
It's the key. You know, right. If a little bit gets in, John, that's called an immune system.
Right.
That's called normal immune system and normal antibody development. You don't overwhelm the body.
I got a text message in a moment ago. Great question, by the way. How does this work for folks that have allergies?
Amazingly well. I will tell you, I don't have any clinical studies to prove, but what I can tell you is myself, I live in Texas, and you talk about allergies. I used to use Flonase every day. When using this product, I have not had to use the Flonase.
Wow.
And very infrequently do I have to use any Claritin or anything. And I mow yards and I do everything. There is a benefit. And, you know, it's not our primary focus of discussion today, but
correct.
I think anybody who uses this will find that it's very beneficial in chronic sinusitis, you know, preventing that. And also, remember, kids get strep. It starts in the nose and works to the oral pharynx, the back of the mouth. I think this would, I haven't had, you know, with the kids that are using it that we keep track of, we try to email our clients intermittently, I think it's been very impactful in managing flare-ups of certain kids who have history, right? Twice a year strep throat cases.
Yeah. No, and some are more prone to that. I mean, I raised a bunch of kids. I can tell you that. Some are more prone to it than others. The website, again, folks, really quick, and we'll have this up on our website tonight with links. Ann will get all that done for you. It's A as in Adam, P as in Paul, T as in Tom, T as in Tom. So APTT, the number 3, and then the letter X. So APTT3X. .com. Again, if that gets too confusing for you all, just wait till this evening. We'll have it up on the website. You can go there, click on it, and this is great, Dr. Huber. I mean, I'm going to order it. This is fabulous. I mean, anything I can do, personally speaking, to be more, I'm a big preventative maintenance. I'm a car guy, so I'm a preventative maintenance guy in the first place. So anything you do preventative maintenance-wise, I'm in.
Yeah, no, I appreciate your time today, and I appreciate your clarity and willingness to at least talk about this, because it helps so many people. The people that are using it.
Agree.
It's unbelievable.
You are welcome anytime. I think this is one of those things where, you know, as with anything else, one time is great. We can get the word out there, but we'll continue to have you back. So anytime you want to come on, anything else changes, anything else you've learned, by all means, let us know. We'll get you back on air. And again, I think this is fabulous. So I'm going to order some myself this evening, and I'll give it a whirl.
Yep, and for those who are curious, the FAQs, all the science, all the lab studies, they're all online. We're hiding nothing.
Okay.
It's out there, right?
Perfect.
So I appreciate their time and happy to come back on to answer questions should they arise.
No, we'll do it. In fact, I think what I'll do next time is even book for a little bit longer time so we can get into a little more depth of this. And by then I'll have a chance to even use a little bit of it and be able to give a description of it that way as well. So we'll do that also.
Very good. Thank you, sir.
Dr. Huber, thank you very much. I appreciate it. And again, folks, we'll have that up on the website later tonight. But in the meantime, if it's something you'd like to order now, it's APTT3X.com. And folks, I'm here to tell you, I am a big believer on these types of preventative measures, and anything we can do to try to protect ourselves on the front side, we should be doing. And frankly, I don't think we've spent near enough time in not only in the media end of things, but just in general. And to his point, you can't even talk about some of this stuff on social media because it gets shot down. All we want to do now is push vaccines, vaccines, vaccines. We don't want to talk about treatment. We don't want to talk about what you can do on the front side. We don't want to talk about the health of individuals. We don't want to talk about any of that. We just want to push a shot in the arm, which I am totally 1,000% against, unless we're doing all this other stuff to boot. I'm not against vaccines, folks. You've heard me talk about that many times. But I am against only focusing on one area and not doing all of the other things at the same time. So